This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against a strategy of pursuing herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic. He calls the idea unethical. At a news briefing in Geneva Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should only try to achieve immunity through vaccination, not through exposing people to the virus. Never in the history of public health has herd immunity been used as a strategy for responding to an outbreak, let alone a pandemic, he said. It's scientifically and ethically problematic. Herd immunity happens when a population is protected from a viral outbreak because a threshold level of immunity has been reached in that society. The WHO estimates about 10% of the world has contracted the coronavirus. It's not yet known what percentage rate of infection is needed to achieve herd immunity. Tedros noted that to obtain herd immunity from measles, about 95% of the population must be vaccinated, while for polio, the threshold is about 80%. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett opened in Washington Monday. Barrett, in her opening statement, told senators the courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and Congress. She laid out a strict interpretation of the high court's role, saying it's not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. Democrats who are in a minority in the Senate plan to sharply question Barrett about her view that a 2012 Supreme Court decision upholding the legality of the Affordable Care Act was wrongly decided. The Affordable Care Act, nicknamed Obamacare, is the national health care law affecting millions of Americans. The court is expected to hear a challenge on